Here's a question. What matters more to you, being able to drive faster or being able to walk or ride your bike without worrying about a speeding car? That's how the battle lines are forming over a package of bills soon to be introduced in the state legislature. They would allow the state to give drivers more leeway to put the proverbial pedal to the metal. Let's find out more now as we welcome Tim Fisher. He's with the Transportation for Michigan Coalition and the Michigan Environmental Council. Good to have you with us, Tim.
It's great to be here. Thanks a lot.
So these bills would let the state set speed limits using something that's called the 85th percentile model. Can you explain what that means?
Essentially, what the 85th percentile does is that the state police or the Department of Transportation will sit alongside of the roadway and do traffic counts of about 100 to 125 vehicles. They will measure the speed at which the vehicles are going. And what they're looking at is about the majority of motorists, and they're looking at their speed. So they'll discount the fastest 15%, and they'll discount the slowest 15%. And it's really the amount of drivers between the 60th and 85th percentile. It's that speed that they're focused in on.
So it's almost as if you're saying, what will the market bear on a good day of driving when there's no congestion, just left to its own devices? Here's what drivers are doing.
That's exactly right.
And I do see that school zones, city centers, and subdivisions are excluded from this.
That's correct.
Although school zones, really, it's a pretty limited area around a school, and you would certainly have a lot of children walking from outside the school zone to the school.
That's right. You know, it's ridiculous to think that the kids only live within a school zone. Most kids live outside of a school zone. And so that's why it's an odd thing to try to legislate from Lansing. This should mm-hmm. be left to the municipalities to really determine how fast people should be driving through the neighborhoods in particular. You know, when it's out in the open road, the highways and the mm-hmm. and the bigger,
like the I-96s and the I-75s.
I-96, you know, that might be a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Department of Transportation and the state police have the authority to adjust those speed limits mm-hmm. already. So we're not quite sure what's going on here.
Okay.
What we've heard is that there are at least a couple of legislators who are concerned that this is a way for municipalities to raise revenue.
Speed traps. I know Senator Rick Jones is one of those who is behind this, who I've seen quotes of his saying that it's hard on the working poor. It's hard on drivers who are getting socked with speeding tickets and points. And so he thinks he's speaking up for them.
Right. It's highly suspicious. However, this revenue, you know, when you pay a ticket, it's 100 or 200 bucks in that ticket. The money from that is really going mostly to the courts. If it's on a state road, it's going to fund libraries, schools. So it's not just going directly to city council. It is broken up by statute in a variety of different ways. So in order for this to be a significant revenue source, it would have to hand out a whole bunch of very high speeding tickets.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Tim Fisher. Tim's with the Transportation for Michigan Coalition, also the Michigan Environmental Council, as we look at kind of the battle lines forming over a package of five bills soon to be introduced in the legislature that would basically let the state give drivers more leeway to speed, because it would allow speed limits to go up based on what's called this 85th percentile model. And I get the sense that the backers feel this will make traffic flow more smoothly. People will be able to get where they want to go more quickly.
Yeah, and that's what some of the proponents have said. And I think to some degree they might have a point that mm-hmm. if the speed limit is decreased from, say, 35 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour and nothing else is done in that roadway,
right,
they say, and I think it's probably quite correct, that will have very little effect on the rate of speed of the traffic flow. And so what we really have to do is the most effective way to regulate speed is to really focus in on the roadway design. Mm. And that's where municipalities really need to step up the game and say that, you know, these roadways are in neighborhood zones. We don't want our cars traveling at high rates of speed. We need to do pedestrian islands. Sometimes we need to shrink the roadway, move the curbs in. Sometimes it can be done by just putting stripes on the road, designated bike lanes, parking, arguably better ways of regulating the speed.
Yeah, because it just strikes me that how would Lansing know as this bill would be passed and as it seems to be shaping up, how would they know what's happening in my neighborhood?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Tim, if behind this idea of this 85th percentile model, let's talk about the freeways. Using this model, does it mean that we're all supposed to go that higher speed? The idea is you have less lane changing and stuff. Would there be a slower lane option for seniors or for young drivers who are just getting kind of their freeway skills, driving skills up and running?
Well, the minimum would bump up along with the maximum. And so there you really – because part of the argument in favor of increasing speeds at this 85th percentile is that you want most traffic flowing at about the same rate of speed. You don't want some folks going quite a bit slower while others are going quite a bit faster. So you want everyone kind of within a 5-mile-an-hour range.
It strikes me that kind of leaves especially older drivers who might be able to handle, because our minimum right now would be on our freeways. I know some of our freeways are 70. Is the minimum 55?
50. Yeah, it depends on the road. 60, 65.
Okay. Yeah, there probably are drivers and parents of young drivers who aren't really excited at the idea of their kids going 75 or 80 until they get better at driving, or seniors who don't feel comfortable either. It seems like the message is too bad.
That's part of our concern. And also with the state of our roads at this point, people are dodging around potholes.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, we would encourage the legislature to focus on the issues that matter and that are going to clobber us to death. And that's really transportation funding and funding a complete transportation system. We need to maintain the roads and bridges that we have. We also need to really ramp up the amount of money that we're spending on public transit and non-motorized and walk-in facilities. I took the bus down here from Lansing, the Michigan Flyer. It's a great service. I was able to work the hour and 10 minutes that it takes to come here. I didn't have to dodge potholes. The bus driver did that by himself. So really, these, you know, we need to expand those types of options across the state and not focus on these sideshow issues like speed traps.
Tim Fisher is with Transportation for Michigan Coalition, also the Michigan Environmental Council, as we kind of begin exploring what I'm sure is going to be a hot topic of conversation once these bills are introduced. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Tim.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here. Thank you.